Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So, economic growth increased by 9.7% in the first quarter of this year. The CSO says that the significant growth was driven by an increase in exports and goods, which rose by nearly 15%. While the ECB have cut interest rates for the eighth time in a year, and to try and make sense of some of this, I'm delighted to be joined by economist Austin Hughes. Austin, how are you?
Very good, Bobby. Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of on a bit of a roll here because I was talking with my business panel earlier about Cliff Taylor's piece in today's Irish Times saying that, you know, that the Irish economy growing by 22% last year. Let's start with that, maybe. The tariffs have caused, I suppose, a surge in exports of high value from a very few big players to the US. In other words, there's a stockpiling to try and avoid tariffs, but that'll probably be counteracted by a fall in sales later in the year.
Yeah, I think what we are seeing are aberrations in numbers that are usually kind of very difficult to explain. So this is even more difficult than usual. And importantly for your listeners, it doesn't reflect the conditions on the ground that most businesses and households are facing in Ireland. It's what's happening in a couple of companies, maybe just one or two pharma companies in Ireland. And what you have, as you said, is that in the early first quarter, with tariffs beckoning and the threat of major tariffs on pharma, not yet concluded that investigation. But pharma companies have moved basically all their production and all their sales for the current year into the US. So, for example, you know, last March, we sold $5 billion worth of goods to the US. This March, it was $25 billion. Wow. Last March, $4 billion of that was pharma. This month, it's $24
billion. Incredible.
So just extraordinary numbers. But they reflect the fact that we're in extraordinary times where, you know, Mr. Trump says something and the whole world turns on its head. So it doesn't reflect what's happened. Buried in the detail are sort of more mixed nuances about what's happening in the Irish economy. So we see the consumer spending was up a fairly meager 0.6% on the quarter. That's about 2.5% higher than a year ago. Think of it, you know, we've a population growth of around 2%. So that's telling you most households aren't sort of feeling the love
sure.
that those headline GDP numbers would suggest.
The modified domestic demand, you know, which includes personal government and investment spending. So it strips out the multinational bit. That's only up 0.8%. For yeah. the first 3 years. Is that a number you focus on more when you're looking, I suppose, domestically?
A little bit more. But again, it tells you different stories. There's another measure of modified domestic demand that adjusts for stocks. And that's actually down on the quarter and down on the year. So I think what you look at these things is you take out the elements that matter. Household spending, as I say, up 0.6%, 2.5% on the year. Spending on construction, it's only up a couple of percent on the year. It's still fairly meager. And that fits in with other sort of nuances around the economy. Car sales are up 2-3%. Retail sales overall in the first few months of the year up about 1%. Tax revenues are doing reasonably well. You know, we've about 4.5-5% increase in VAT and income taxes and that. To tell you that things are moving forward, it's mixed depending on where you are in the economy. A bit like sunshine and showers that we're seeing and what we see in the corporation tax numbers released during the week is again an aberration down on the year. And you say, gosh, we're selling all this much stuff
yeah.
to everyone else.
And
how come our tax revenues are down? And that's again a quirk of these numbers. And I would tend towards a more optimistic view that we will see an improvement in corporation taxes later this year and probably into next year on the basis of these extraordinary
export
pharma sales.
Figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that has to come. The the taxation has to follow that, does it not?
Yeah. Now, we won't see all of it because, again, you really will love this. You know, while GDP was up in the first quarter, GNP, another measure, is down. So some of this money went straight abroad. But by and large, what it's saying, a bit like the weather, sunshine and showers, but things are generally improving a little bit in the Irish economy.
Right. Let's talk about inflation. And interest rate cuts. So what is it? 8 we've had. Inflation dropping to 1.9% last month, dipping below the ECB's 2% target. So this is probably more good news.
It is. It's not the same. Again, Bobby, I got a confusion. It's not the same good news it would have been 10 or 15 years ago when the Irish economy was so focused on borrowing. You have to remember that, you know, household deposits are much greater than household borrowing at the moment. In the macro level, not a big story. It is good news. But, you know, at the micro level, anyone who's just borrowing for a house or maybe a car loan, or they're thinking about these things, it helps at the margin. And it also tells you that the European Central Bank is more focused about downside risks to the economy, whereas a year ago it was talking about panic, you know, about high inflation. It's telling you that the world can change very quickly, particularly with Mr. Trump in the White House. But by and large, we're weathering the storm here better than most other areas. And, you know, Mr. Trump, the next big story probably for here and globally is his big, beautiful bill tells you that there's much more government spending to come globally. And in that regard, that probably points to higher interest rates over the next few years because central banks hate big government borrowing.
And what about the performance of the euro versus the dollar, which, again, we've seen some movement there from sort of 104 to 113. What are the implications of that longer term?
Well, in the short term, first of all, I suppose it's helping in terms of oil prices being softer and energy costs and things we import globally that are priced in dollars, like a lot of global food commodities. That helps there. And by the way, food price inflation, we know, is on the up. But in terms, that's helping. In terms of the competitiveness of Irish exporters, it's volatile. Remember, most of the exports to the US are from the big companies that will be able to hedge them. But undoubtedly, again, this is the difference between the macro and the micro. Whereas we are seeing, you know, by and large, the economy doing well. If you're a small Irish company in the drinks industry, you know, exporting most of your output to the US, you're suffering at the moment
time
because of that. And you're likely to suffer not only because of the currency, but because the fact that the euro is stronger against the dollar is telling you the financial markets believe that most of this pain is going to be inflicted on the US. So in time, you will have a weaker US economy rather than the great America that Mr. Trump is predicting.
And what about, just briefly then, what about US debt and where that's going? Like, again, the numbers are staggering. Trump is, he's rolling a dice here, is he not?
He definitely is. And again, it goes back to the point I made that central banks worry about government borrowing. We're seeing that in the US, you know, $4 trillion. Big, beautiful bill that even Mr. Musk doesn't like. And in that regard, in Europe, we're seeing very high government borrowing as well because of increased defence spending. And that tells you that probably in Ireland, and again, I'd be an outlier in this, we need to think about what we will spend on rather than how much we will spend and actually get our infrastructure better in order to weather what is a much more turbulent global environment.
Okay, so really then, I suppose, like the weather, a mixed result, some
like
scattered showers.
Don't panic, you know, bring a brolly, but, you know, also maybe a little bit of sun cream. Things are not going too badly in the Irish economy.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Austin. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I like your sort of stoic rendition of the economics, because sometimes I can't make head nor tail of them. So thank you for bringing a bit of sense to the argument.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. On News Talk.